This is the second year of the current General Assembly. Under state law, the legislature is required to focus more on fiscal matters when it meets in its second year. Like previous sessions, there will be discussion about ways to improve Illinois' troubled pension system. Legislative leaders say Medicaid reform will also get a look.
Those are the two largest components that drive our budgetary problems right now.
That's Senate Republican leader Christine Redonio. She tells WNIJ when it comes to pensions, she's willing to listen to all ideas. But she says she's leery of a plan that would shift teachers' retirement costs to local school districts. Redonio would rather test the legal standing of a previous proposal that would ask current state workers to contribute more toward their pensions. Many Democrats have said such a move would be unconstitutional. As for Medicaid reform, House Deputy Majority Leader Frank Martino says that could end up being more controversial than pensions. The LaSalle area Democrat says payment cycles are stretching too long and that cuts have to be made.
There will have to be some changes in who will be eligible. And I think that's where the biggest and the hardest discussion is, because that's about 52% of everything we do is the human services budget, and a big portion of that is the Medicaid.
Last year's plan to cut Medicaid reimbursement rates didn't gain enough momentum to win final approval. Martino says lawmakers could also find time to review Illinois' tax code. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.